From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
There's trouble brewing along Tarantula Springs way, so ride, little beaver. Prod up that pony.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get him up. Get it.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. When you pop out of bed tomorrow morning, what's the one thing you're going to want for breakfast? That's right, toast. And if you're a person who wants his toast just right, crispy, golden brown on the outside, yet tender and smooth inside, then Langendorf bread is the bread for you. Yes, sirree, and every swell taste and slice helps give you energy for the day's activities. That's because Langendorf bread contains these big 1-2 energy values. Vitamin B1, the essential nerve and energy vitamin. And pure dextrose, world's greatest quick energy food. The kind of food that helps a person tackle his task quickly. And what a treat on the family table. Remember, baking experts judged Langendorf bread America's finest for taste-tempting flavor, smooth, creamy texture, and wonderful lasting freshness. So for goodness sake and for energy's sake, always reach for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's. It stays deliciously fresh longer. Red Rider and Little Beaver rode out of Devil's Hole, Glade Slavens and his cutthroat gang were in jail, and Norma McCune's circus was hers once again. But as America's fighting cowboy and his little Indian saddle partner jogged the trail toward Tarantula Springs, they look across the long valley and see a group of men gathered near a cottonwood tree.
From the look of those jaspers on there, Little Beaver, I'd say that they were up to no good.
Too many men with rope. And only one with hands in air.
Right or wrong, one man is entitled to better odds than that, don't you think?
Me think him, yes. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
Turn on some speed, boy. Head for that cottonwood. Come on, Thunder.
Just a second, Mitch. Let's see if he's got any last word.
What's the good of saying what I said before all over again? Just because somebody's running off your cattle doesn't mean it's me who's been doing it.
It sure doesn't. But you still ain't explained why I was missing cattle only the night you were supposed to be nighthawking the herd.
You tried me and convicted me in your own mind, so go on, get it over with.
Look here, Stebbins, I'm running this show, and I'll run it just how and when I please.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. There seems to be a couple of uninvited guests joining your party.
Yeah, it's a puncher in a red shirt and an Indian kid. What are they poking in here for?
Howdy, Vince.
Oh, Thunder.
You looking for something, mister?
I wasn't when I started, but I think I found something.
Red Rider.
Well, look him. That man, your old friend, Cliff Stebbins.
Well, I'll be doggone. Someone initiating you into a new lodge, Cliff, or is this just a surprise party?
Stay right on that horse, Redhead. Turn him around. Get out of here quick.
I'll be mighty glad to oblige, but my friend is leaving with me.
You think so? Unless you start pounding leather, none of you is going to be leaving, and that is under your own power. Never did hanker after cattle thieves, and I'm not making any exceptions now.
Did you steal any beef from this man, Cliff?
I told him 100 times I didn't.
They got any proof against you?
Now, see here.
I haven't much use for a rattler who'd take the law into his own hands, so you might as well save your breath. Now, Little Beaver, untie Cliff's hands.
You betcha, Red Rider.
You take one step toward him, there'll be a dead Injun here.
You heard what I said, Little Beaver.
You betcha.
Why, you...
I've got five more slugs left in here, and you've only got one more hand.
Yeah, well, I know what to do with it.
Now, next time you choose a man, make sure you don't lead with your right. Oh! All right. Now, the rest of you unbuckle your belts and drop them. Come on, quick.
We got him cliff loose, Red Rider.
Good. Now, both of you, hit lever. And if I were you, gents, I'd stand frozen like that until we're out of sight. Now, prod up those ponies.
Start making tracks, boy.
Get him up. Get him.
Pound that dirt, fella. Come on, Thunder. Now, look, Cliff, I didn't save you from that mob to argue with you. You're going back home to Tarantula Springs and settle down like a peaceable man.
I'm sick and tired of being peaceable. Work for some tight-fisted cattle owner for a couple of meals, a hard bunk, and a few dollars a month? That's not my idea of living.
That's the only way you'll go on living, Cliff. Now, look, son, ever since you were a button, you've had a knack of getting into trouble. If it hadn't been for you, your dad and mother wouldn't have gotten divorced.
Oh, the old man's worse than you are. Since they elected him sheriff, there's no living with him. What do you want me to do, sprout wings?
I'd rather try and sprout wings living their way than be handed a harp trying to live your way. Now, Cliff, I'll tell you what I'll do. Since you don't like the idea of working for someone, I'll grubstake you to a little spread of your own.
Well, I couldn't take any money from you, Red.
It might be better taking money from me than six rounds of lead from a lawman. Suppose we don't call it a loan. Suppose you run the place and I'll be the silent partner, huh?
Hmm. You think I'm pretty good idea. Tarantula Valley, heap good place for a nice cattle ranch.
Well, I guess I'd be a fool to turn you down, Red.
No, you're talking. So let's shake hands on the deal, huh?
Well, there you are. And thanks, Red, for all you've done.
Oh, boy. Hold it, Thunder. Well, here we are, Cliff. I can see your dad through the window in the sheriff's office.
I don't think Pop's going to be any too glad to see me.
Sheriff Stebbins, him bark worse than him bite.
Oh, you're a pretty good judge of human nature, Little Beaver. Come on, Cliff. It's like jumping into ice-cold water. It feels fine after the first shock. Howdy, Sheriff.
Red, come in, come in. Well, you're a sight for sore... Well... So you've come back.
Oh, now hold on, Pop.
Now take it easy, Sheriff. Cliff's come home because the two of us are going partners on a ranch.
What? You're not pulling my leg, are you, Red?
No, Sheriff, that's the truth. Cliff's head is fling and he's ready to settle down now.
Well, son, all I can say is it's the proudest news I've had since the day old Mayor Doc Prouty said it's a boy. Yes. Your ma's going to be mighty glad to hear it, too.
How is she, Pop?
All right, from what I hear. Seen her only once since the day we had that argument over you. She left me.
Well, Cliff, why don't you leave your blanket roll here and ride over and see your mother? I'll get a couple of rooms for us at the hotel across the street and meet you there later.
Well, fine, Red. I hate to keep saying this over and over, but you're one great guy.
Why are you staring at me like that, Red?
Because you don't look like a man whose son had just come home. You're trying to hide something, Sheriff. Now, what is it? Mrs. Stebbins sick?
No, it ain't that, Red. The boy's mother's fine. It's... Well, here. Read this letter I got just this morning from the warden of the state penitentiary.
Why, they must be crazy, pardoning an outlaw like Loretta Jim Flagger.
Crazy or not, they've done it. It's cartwheels to Crawler. He'll be back in Tarantula Springs and on the prod for trouble before you can bat an eye.
And I thought when I testified against him 4 years ago that I'd never see him out alive.
Red Rider, why are you so worried about this man? You're not afraid of him, are you?
No, Little Beaver, I'm not afraid of Jim. That is, not afraid for myself. You see, it was Loretta Jim who got Cliff into trouble when he was just a boy.
Yeah, now you know why I had that funny look on my face, Red. You walking in here with a boy like you did, just on top of that letter. Do you realize what it means if he gets mixed up with this Laredo Jim again? And me, his father, sheriff?
Let's not cross that bridge until we get to it. Meantime, it seems to me, with Cliff back home, maybe you and Mrs. Stebbins can straighten out your personal affairs.
Yeah, I'd sure like to, but... Yeah, you know how mothers are. She's never been able to see anything but good in that boy. Sometimes, well, maybe we both learned our lesson.
Come on, Little Beaver. We've got to go to the hotel and clean up. After that, there's a gent I've got to see, if he dares to come back to town.
Got out of that pen in jig time, Laredo. 4 years. That's a laugh.
It's no laugh to me, Lace. 4 years is a long time. A very long time.
You must have lived right to have the kind of luck you've got. Imagine not back in town 10 minutes and you bump head on into Cliff Stebbins.
That kid's going to come in mighty handy before I'm through around here.
I doubt that, Laredo. Doubt it very much.
Ryder!
Well, the one-man posse himself. In person.
Never took more than one man to get you, Laredo.
Yeah. Well, with all that you and that tin-horned sheriff did, you couldn't make it stick for long, could you?
I'm afraid you're doing the sticking by putting your neck out where it'll be nice and handy.
If that's an invitation, Ryder, I'm accepting right now.
Good. And while you're accepting, accept a little advice.
Your advice has always been worth just what I've paid for it.
This time it isn't worth much more, Laredo. It's only worth the price of your life, so here it is. Stay away from Cliff Stebbins.
And if I don't...
It doesn't leave me much choice. I'll either see that you stake out a homestead in that little plot behind the church or personally escort you back to the penitentiary.
You've never been to a penitentiary, have you, Ryder? No. No, you wouldn't know what it means to live every day. Every day of every week in a little stone room. It's freezing cold in winter and roasting like an oven when it's hot.
It didn't seem to soften you up any.
That's right, friend. Just made me a little tougher. In 4 years, I've done a lot of thinking, Ryder. There wasn't much of it that didn't have to do with you. You and that two-for-a-nickel sheriff.
I've spoken my piece, Laredo, so stay away from Cliff, or by glory, the next time we meet, you'll be steering into a 44.
That offer's so good that I'll take it up. Right now!
You fool. 4 years of thinking spoiled your draw, Laredo.
Yeah, well, it didn't spoil mine.
I never did like your face, Lace, and this may give me a chance to improve it. Ooh.
If any of the rest of you think he could do better than you two friends, I'm wide open. And as for you, Loretta, any time you feel you've lived long enough, just forget what I told you about that boy. So meantime, just to make it close to even, start learning how to handle a gun.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. But first, answer this question quickly. What's the sixth letter in the alphabet? It's F, as in fresh. And that word fresh has a world of meaning to the thousands who pack their lunchboxes with delicious Langendorf bread. The bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. Hours after packing, tasty sandwiches made with Langendorf bread are still fresh, tempting, delicious. But it's a treat. Langendorf bread with delicious slices of meat, or spread with orange marmalade or your favorite jelly. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread has an energy claim to fame, too, with its 1-2 energy values. One, Langendorf bread contains nerve and energy vitamin B1. You can't feel your zestful best without it. And two, it is made with pure dextrose, world's greatest quick energy food. Of course, this tremendously popular bread contains those healthful nutrients, carbohydrates for body fuel, proteins for building muscle and necessary minerals. So, Dad, and you youngsters, too, ask Mother to pack your lunchbox with sandwiches made of Langendorf bread, judged America's finest by baking experts. Always reach for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's. You'll like it. As we rejoin Red Rider and Little Beaver, it is late evening. Red is in his hotel room, pacing the floor restless.
Red Rider, why you no come to bed? We walk him ever since supper.
I don't mean to disturb you, youngster, but until I know what's happened to Cliff, there's no use even trying to sleep.
You think maybe he get him mixed up with Laredo Jim?
Little Beaver, I'm afraid to think. Laredo would risk his own neck just to even up his score with Sheriff Stebbins and myself. And using Cliff for the goat, he'd certainly accomplish what he wants.
Red Ryder, you hear him? Sound like someone blow him up safe.
And there they come, running out of the office of the Gentlemen's Association. You stay right where you are, little beaver. I've got some riders in there.
Hit for them hills, boys. Then scatter.
Better split up here, Sheriff, and try to cut them off.
Cliff, double back. Head for town.
Follow those men into the rock, Sheriff. I'm taking our lives to the one who's riding for town.
Come on, Thunder, get after him. Burn off that dirt, fella.
Better hold it, mister. Your back makes an awfully good target.
He won't listen to sense, Thunder, so stretch out.
And now, mister.
Stretch your whole self.
I don't want to hurt you any more than I did bulldogging you off your pony.
Stop. Red, let me alone.
Cliff, are you crazy? What were you doing with that bunch of outlaws?
What outlaws? I was just riding back to town when I heard all that shooting.
On your way back to town? From where?
You got to believe me. I had nothing to do with it.
That's what every criminal says when he's caught.
No, I mean it. Believe me.
Who blew that safe? Laredo?
I don't know, Red. Don't you see, even if I did know, I couldn't tell you.
Suppose I hadn't had a hunch it was you I was chasing. I'd have shot you down. Or right now, I might throw you back on your pony and take you into jail.
Well, you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do it to my ranch partner. You know what I'm driving at, Cliff?
Sure I do. We made a deal. And I haven't gone back on my word, Red. You'll have to believe that. You'll have to trust me.
Trusting you won't be too hard, Cliff. As for believing, well, you know I want to. All right, come on, get back on your horse and let's ride for town. Come on, little beaver. Wake up. Wake up, son.
What's the matter, Red Rider? You find the men who robbed Cattlemen's Association?
No, son, not yet. But it's time to get up and have breakfast.
Whoopee, you say him breakfast?
Whoopee, I say him breakfast. Now, come on, get up. I've got a little job for you to do.
What do I have to do?
Well, you and I are going to try to fix it up so Cliff's mother and father forget their difficulties and get back together again.
Sheriff and his lady, they both pretty stubborn.
That stubbornness is only on the surface. They have just as much affection for each other today as they had when they were first married. So haul yourself out of that eiderdown and let's get this job done before I light out after Laredo Jim Flagger for the last time.
Ma, I wish you'd listen to us.
I'm not a-going to, Cliff. Dave Stebbins a mighty fine man, but I'm not patching up with him less than he comes in on his hands and knees and apologizes for the names he called you a few years back.
I don't like to interfere, Mrs. Stebbins, but don't you think that maybe you're both a little wrong?
You do, Mrs. Stebbins, and you see, you'll be in plenty happy.
Well, it ain't fitting for a woman to make the first advances.
No question about that. Now, let's see if you both can't meet the other halfway. Come on in, Sheriff.
Red, I...
Now, get in here and make your little speech like a good boy.
Morning, Nellie.
Morning, Dave.
Will you both stop standing there like scared school kids?
Nellie, now that Cliff's home again, don't you think it might be nice if we had the parson over and, well, you know, get hitched all over again?
Dave, Oh, Dave, darling.
Now, don't you go crying, Nellie. Oh, see what happens. You're getting me started.
Well, now that we got that arranged, how about setting the time and date, huh?
Well, I always say there's no time like the present.
Now, Dave, I can't go getting married before I got myself fixed up.
Oh, what are you talking about? Why, you're prettier now than you were 25 years ago, and that's good enough for me.
Well, Cliff, what do you say? You, Little Beaver, and I walk over and see if we can't get Reverend Doolittle here, say, about 3 o'clock this afternoon. After this wedding's over, I've got a job cut out for me.
Now, look here, Laredo. I told you it's not safe for us to hide too close to town.
Will you shut up?
No, I won't. Just because you hate Red Rider and that sheriff so bad, you're taking too many chances. Once a posse starts covering these hills, they're bound to find this shack. With all that money we got out of the safe, we got plenty to get clear across the border.
I'm not leaving here without that sheriff's kid. And with Red Rider pushing up daisies.
Well, you can stay. Just give us our cut and we'll be going.
Your cut, huh? Well, this is the kind of a cut you're gonna get.
Laredo! Laredo, stop! You're choking me!
I'll choke the last drop of breath out of you.
Let go! Quit! Don't!
Are you gonna do as you're told now without any back talk?
Yeah, sure. That's better. Now, you double-crossing maverick, we'll see who's gonna...
Come on! Get on your feet! You're just winged in the shoulder.
But I...
Stick a bandage on under your shirt and ride for town. I want Cliff Stebbins brought back here, and I don't care how you do it.
Sure, boss. I understand.
You'd better understand, because this is my last play. And the graveyard will get the man who tries to cross me.
Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Lace, what do you want?
Look, Laredo wants to see you.
Well, I don't want to see him.
Oh, yes, you do. He just grabbed off your friend Red Rider, and he's holding him up at the cabin.
Well, you're crazy. I left Red not over a half hour ago.
Yeah? Well, maybe you shouldn't have left him. Because if he hadn't, he wouldn't be in trouble right now.
What do you mean, trouble?
Laredo's got to make his getaway, and he don't feel safe with Rider loose. But if you were to come up and ride with us, he'd let Rider go because he knows your old man wouldn't dare do anything while you were with us.
Why, that dirty crook...
You're just wasting your time, kid. If you're not back there with me in a half hour, Red Rider's going back to town in a pine box.
Now, Nellie, you have to calm down.
Dave, I tell you, something must have gone wrong or Cliff would have been here long before this.
I'm sure he's all right. He probably doesn't realize what time it is. Now, why don't you go ahead and have the ceremony and get it over with? I'm sure Cliff will be here before it's ended.
Sheriff.
Yes, Reverend.
I can't wait much longer to officiate. I'm a little late now for another appointment. Someone's very sick and needs me.
Well, Nellie?
If Cliff would only get here.
Mother? It was you talk taken on like this before over Cliff that come between us.
Yes, Dave, I know, and you're right.
Good. Then I guess we can go ahead, Reverend.
Head Rider! Head Rider!
Whatever it is, Little Beaver, it'll have to keep until the ceremony's over.
Oh, no, can keep him. Just seen him clear.
Cliff, where is he? What happened to my boy?
Little Beaver, I told you would have...
Something's happened to him. I know it. Now, where is he?
Well...
All right, son. You spilled the beans now, so you might as well go ahead and make a clean breast of it.
Well, let me see him, Cliff, and that ugly friend of Laredo. Ride him out of town up to Cabin and Hills.
Blast that boy. Just come back to town to use his ma and me as a front.
Dave, you say a thing like that again and...
Now, hold on.
You keep out of this, Ryder. Son of mine or not, if he's mixed up with the men who robbed the Cattlemen's Association, I'm going out and get him, all of them. Put him where they belong.
If you do, Dave, we're through. Absolutely through.
Luke, you might as well stop playing that organ. Looks like the ceremony is being postponed for some time to come.
I'm sorry, folks. When you elected me sheriff, you expected me to do my job, and that's just what I'm aiming to do. I'll see you all later.
Just a minute, Sheriff. I don't know where you're going, but I'm riding with you.
Crazy, Laredo. Ryder and my dad will never let you get away with this.
Oh, no. I've gotten away with it so far. Nothing's going to stop me now from finishing it. And Ryder, too.
If you had any sense left, you'd know how much chance you stood with him. Red Ryder...
Laredo, here they come.
Here who comes?
The sheriff and the posse.
See, what did I tell you?
Shut up. Is that red-headed troublemaker with him, Lace?
You can see that red shirt of his for miles in broad daylight.
It's just like Ryder. He talks a great fight. Well, what are you waiting for? Lock that door. The rest of you will line up at the windows. Hurry up. Cliff, take one of those rifles off the wall. If I see that you're not shooting to kill, your back's going to be full of holes.
Laredo, Jim Flogger, come out with your hands raised.
Sure, Sheriff.
Just like this. All right, men. Let him have it. But I told him to use that gun, kid.
Yeah? Well, I know how I'm going to use it.
You didn't know as much as I thought you did. Give him everything, men. Pour it on.
Laredo, it's Ryder. It's Ryder, and he's got both hands filled. Now drop those guns. That goes for you, too, Laredo.
Yeah.
Now that we've got you down to size.
You'll never take me, Ryder. I've been waiting for this chance for 4 years.
And I've been waiting for this, too.
Red, look out. Lace with that chair.
Grab that gun, Cliff, and cover the rest of them while I take care of this.
The boy here, Red. Oh, are you all right, son?
I'm all right, Dad. I think between Red and myself, we got you enough prisoners to keep your jail crowded from now on.
All right, men. Get those cuffs on them and start heading for town.
Yes, boys, and you better not waste any time because the sheriff's got himself an appointment with the parson.
Well, Red, this is the finest spread in the whole county you've bought for Cliff and yourself.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Sheriff. I just signed my half over to you and Mrs. Stebbins.
What?
You see, I'm a little too young to settle down yet.
Gosh, Red, you've been a real pal.
Well, what do you think you are? Going up to that hideout and risking your life because you thought you were saving me.
Mr. Ryder, no matter where you go, I know you'll be all right because a mother's prayers and blessing will be following you on every trail. Now, bless you both.
Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
Start running, boy. Make for home. Come on, Thunder.
Angela Springs is a different town now, with the sheriff, his wife, and young Cliff all living on the Open Door Ranch, America's fighting cowboy bought for them. And with Laredo Jim Flagger and his gunmen ready to stand trial, Red and Little Beaver feel as they ride away that they're turning their backs on trouble. But trouble just seems to gravitate toward Ryder wherever he goes. So be sure to be with us when Red Ryder and Little Beaver ride into Elkhorn next time we meet, to settle a score with blazing guns and pounding fists with one of the most vicious criminals in all the West. Red Ryder comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over the same station. Tune in again next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Red Ryder is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. Today, all of us want to lend a hand to Uncle Sam, and we all can do our bit, whether or not we have any special training. The Red Cross, USO, American Women's Volunteer Services, and other organizations can use the services of all able-bodied men and women from 18 to 50. And we can lend a real helping hand to the men in our armed forces by buying United States war bonds and stamps. They must have the modern weapons that our dollars will buy. And at the same time, we build a savings fund for our own future. So do your bit and keep physically fit. Langendorf bread, containing high nutriment values and dextrose for extra energy, will help to give you the mental and physical well-being so needed today. Always reach for the bread judged America's finest. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's.
Red Ryder came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.